Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing Shiurim and podcast of Likutei Moharan, the magnum opus of Rabbi Nachman. We've completed the first Torah, and we're excited today to jump into the second Torah, Torah base, the second teaching of this incredible work. Diving in, as is the custom of Rabbi Nachman, we're going to begin with a pasuk, with a line from the Torah, and then Rabbi Nachman is going to weave a beautiful tapestry that's going to come to eventually help us really understand what are the deepest depths of that particular line. Here we go. This Torah begins, Lashon Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, which means that this Torah came specifically from the notes of Rabbi Nachman himself, as opposed to Reb Nosson dictating the words from Rabbi Nachman, or recalling the words after the fact and then going back to check and have the particulars edited by the Rebbe. These are the actual words from the notes of Rabbi Nachman himself, as handed to Reb Nosson. We begin with the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el kohanim bnei Aaron v'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. That the sons speak to the priests, meaning the sons of Aaron, Aaron HaKohen, and say to them that no priest should defile himself, no priest should make himself ritually impure, specifically talking about the impurity that comes with a dead body. And the subtext to this is to know that there are exceptions, most notably his closest relatives. And parenthetically, even today, in different funeral homes, you'll find special places where the Kohanim, the priests, are allowed to be, continuing to preserve this special level of purity. Isa Basifra Ditznusa is written in the hidden book, meaning this is a particular piece of the Zohar, in the second perek, Menukva de Pardaska, that from the holes of the nose, Mashach Rucha de Chayil Meshicha, that the breath draws down the breath of life that's for Mashiach. Rabbi Nachman is laying down the foundational piece of connecting the nose with livelihood and the Mashiach. Continuing in the Torah, Ki Iker Klizeno Shal Mashiach Hu HaTfila, because the main weapon, the weapon for battle of Mashiach, of the Redeemer himself, is tefillah, is prayer. Please God, when Mashiach comes, he's going to be waging battles, many battles, against different desires, and against negativity, and against disease, and against all types of things. What is the main type? The Iker. Remember, as we recall from the first Torah, the word Iker doesn't mean the only, it means the best, the most powerful. Mashiach is going to come and is going to wage war against these negative forces in the world, and he will have many different weapons. Mashiach will use the weapon that is Limud HaTorah. Mashiach will use the weapons that are the mitzvos. But most specifically, the most powerful weapon, the one that's going to come to be the Makeh B'Patish, the finishing off, the weapon that is the essential piece to the exclusion of all others, is prayer. Shehu b'chinas chaitem, and prayer is the aspect of the nose. Kamo shekasev, like we see in the pasuk, it says ushilasi echtam lach. You can see the clear play on words that Rabbi Nachman is using there. Umisham, and from there ikar chiyuso, and from the nose, as we saw in the Zohar earlier, the main chiyus, the main livelihood, is from the nose, which is connected to tefillah. V'chol milchamto shiyasu kol hakvishus shiyikbosh, and all of the wars that will be waged, and that will be won, that will be conquerings, that will be conquered. Hakol misham, it all comes from there. Meaning tefillah, which is the concept of the nose. Kamo shekasev, like the pasuk says, v'aricho b'yiras Hashem. Meaning he will breathe or smell the yiras Hashem, the recognition of the awesomeness kind of God. V'chuli. And this is the concept of the nose. You can see in that pasuk the word reyach, which means smell, is connected to nose, which in that pasuk is connected to yiras Hashem, which literally translates to the fear of God. I prefer the translation of a recognition of the awesomeness kind of God. Continuing in Likutei Moharan, v'ze ikar klei zeino, this is the main weapon, this meaning tefillah, the tefillah that's connected to Yirat Hashem, to recognition of the awesomeness of God, and the greater our level of Yirat Hashem, the greater our tefillos will be. Parenthetically, you have to have a level of recognition of the power of God to pray at all. If you don't believe in the prayer and the power of prayer, if you don't believe in the power of God, what good would prayer be? Therefore, the greater our recognition of the power of God, the greater our prayers will be. So now this weapon of prayer is the main weapon that exists, Kamo Shekasev, like we see in the pasuk, Becharbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my bow. This pasuk comes from Sefer Bereishis, where Yaakov Avinu is blessing Yosef and his children, saying, here's what I did to the Amorites, and here's what I'm going to be giving you, specifically in regards to the Bechorah, that the rights of the firstborn. The Gemara, when exploring that pasuk, Rashi jumps on and says, it can't be talking about an actual sword and an actual bow, but rather Tfilo Bakasha. What he's talking about is the sword is his prayer. And his bow are his requests that he has of the Rabbono Sholem. Kamosha Kasav, like it says in Sefer Tehillim, Kilo Bakashti Evtach, that I don't trust in my bow, Davar HaMelech says, but rather, Belukim Hilalnu, rather those that glorify God, the connection to God, the tefillah is what I put my trust in, as opposed to the physical weapons. Bechinas, this is the concept of Tehilasi Echtamlach, that pasuk that we saw before. Rabbi Nachman has so far brought together the concept of prayer, the concept of weapons, and the concept of nose. Continuing in paragraph base, here we go. Vezek Kli Zayin, and this is the weapon, tzarich, that is necessary, lekabel al yidei Bechinas Yosef, in order to receive the concept of Yosef HaTzadik. What is this concept? Let's see. Hainu, namely, the concept of Shmiras HaBris, of guarding the covenant. And for our purposes, Shmiras HaBris is referring to any interaction or correspondence having to do with the opposite gender in thought, speech, and deed. All throughout rabbinic literature, from the Torah itself coming all the way down to today, there are many halachos, there are laws, and there are concepts, and there are best practices when dealing with the opposite gender and how to best manifest those relationships, be them appropriate or, God forbid, not appropriate. Kamosha Kasev, like the Pasuk says, the Rebbe is now going to bring a proof, as is his custom, to how this works. Chagor charbacha al yarech, that specifically you wear your sword upon your thigh. So now with this Pasuk, he's connecting the sword, this weapon of prayer, if you will, to the Bris Kodesh, and which is all connected to Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik, as opposed to all of the other tzadikim in our beautiful history. Yosef is referred to as HaTzadik. He is the epitome of what it means to be righteous, specifically because of the challenges that he overcame in this area of Shmiras HaBris. This is letting us know very clearly that the greater our level of Shmiras HaBris, and the greater our attention to our interactions with the opposite gender, the greater our level of tefillah and the sharper our weapons will be. Ukamosha Kasev, as it says in the Pasuk, Mipri Bitnecha Ashes Lechise Loch, that your offspring I will place on your throne or your chair. Zebechinas Mashiach. This is talking about the throne of Melech HaMashiach. Bechinas Tefillah, who is this concept of prayer, that the Melech HaMashiach, the King, the Righteous Redeemer, will be the one to perfect the aspect of prayer, which is the aspect of the nose, which is the aspect of the sword, which is this aspect of Yosef HaTzadik, the Shmiras HaBris. Next pasuk, in Yishmeru Vanecha Brisi, that if you guard my covenant, this is specifically an interaction with David HaMelech, talking about the future of his progeny, Hainu Alidei Bechinas Yosef, namely, the Shmira, that protection, is specifically through the idea, the aspect of Yosef HaTzadik. The Yosef Shoshamar as a bris, and Yosef guarded his bris, Venatal as a bechorah, and he received the bechorah, the rights to the firstborn, even though he was not the firstborn, right? Reuven was the firstborn. But Yosef HaTzadik somehow got it. How? Let's find out. Shehu Bechinas Avodas HaTfilah, and this idea of the Avodas HaTfilah, the divine service that is prayer, Bechinas Pishnayim, this is a dual aspect. There are two parts of prayer. Ki tefillah, because davening, hu pi shnayim, it's split, it's doubled. Shnayim, sheyesh behem shivcho shel makom, u'she'elas tzarachav, that davening is split into two different pieces. There are the praises of Hashem, and then there are the things that you need. It's also just good advice when dealing with people. If you're asking someone for something, first you start with praises and thanks and recognition, and then you go in to say what it is that you would like. If you go to someone that maybe you haven't seen for a while and you start to ask them for things before giving them any praise or recognition of showing, recognizing you're a person that cares, it's much less likely for them to acquiesce to your requests. And this is the concept of the sword, the double-edged sword that was in their hands. Namely, there are two sides to the sword. It's double-edged. This is connected to the double aspect that the Bechorah, the rights to the firstborn, who receive double, get. So now what Rabbi Nachman's doing is connecting this sword to saying that it's a double-edged sword, tefillah, because of the praises and because of the requests, and that aspect of double is connected to the firstborn heritage that is received, that's passed down. V'natal miruven, and he received it from Reuven, who really was the firstborn. Ayideh shechilal yitzua aviv, that Reuven specifically, he on his level, whatever this means, disgraced the bed of his father. Ki hitalui b'shmiras habris, because this was dependent on shmiras habris. Reuven did a particular action that lost his rights to the double portion, as well as Yosef HaTzadik stepped up in the areas of Shmiras HaBris, which then allowed him to receive that. Just in brief chazara, to go over for one moment, we talked about the idea, the life force of Mashiach being connected to the Chotem, to the nose, and the nose is connected to Tefillah, as we saw in the Pasuk, at prayer. And prayer is the main weapon of Mashiach, of the final Redeemer. Prayer is the most powerful weapon that he will be using. When we're able to up our level in Shmiras HaBris, in recognition and respect of our boundaries and levels of tznius with people of the opposite gender, we're able to upgrade our prayers. We're able to then upgrade that this sword that's double-edged. And please God, we will continue along this beautiful path in the next podcast, Shiur. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.